I always thought it would be cool if you could go back and listen to the day-to-day of today's highest achievers as it happened, as opposed to 30 years later after they've made it. I believe there's a giant disconnect between ground zero and the top floor, because we only see the top floor, and the top floor only talks about the top. You know, how valuable would that be? And so it goes without saying, but I believe I'll make it there. And this is the documented journey through each level. My name is Bryson Sessions, and you are listening to The Bed Podcast.
So I was just sending a voice memo to someone. And in the voice memo, I stopped myself and I thought, this is exactly what I need to be documenting. This is exactly what I need to be recording. This is why I have this show. And so maybe I can just replay these recordings. I'm just playing. I'm not going to do that. But dude, here's what's going through my head. So this might be long, this might be short. Don't know. Just whatever. So I'm like pre-stressing myself out right now because of all the things that I'm committed to, all the things that are required to get to the level of life that I'm trying to achieve. And it's not even, I've said this before, but it's not even about money. I don't even care about that. Of course I want to make good money. And of course I want to have a Lambo. I say that every time. Of course. But I think the point of diminishing returns for me is going to be after I can just go to the grocery store and not look at the price tag. Like, that's going to be great to just, let's buy that patio set. Let's buy two. Let's get one of them. Buy three. We'll donate one. It's fine. Who gives a fuck? You know, the patio set could be $200. Could be a grand. Whatever. This is actually a shitty example. I don't even want to put that in the show, but whatever. Show must go on. So anyway, I don't think about that, the money like that. So when I say the end result or the certain level of life, I don't mean like rich and, you know, driving fast cars and, you know, I have a maid and I don't think about that stuff. I just think about looking back. I think about me being a certain age, literally turning my head, looking back, breaking the fourth wall and being like, wow, I fucking made it, didn't I? This is cool. That's what I think about. This sounds so stupid. I literally think about turning my head and I just think, holy shit, I made it, you know? And if that means that I still have a $2,000 car and my house is, I don't know, May 1920, it doesn't matter. It's more about building and creating for me than anything else. And so it takes a lot of discipline to do that shit by yourself when you're starting. And so hopefully along the way I can find some good people to help me out. But until we get there, it's all me. And how the fuck is anybody else going to believe in the dream if I can't believe in it and prove to not only myself but them as well that I have what it takes to get there? You can hop on the train or you can get out of the way, but if you get in the way, you're fucked. Because I mean, people say that corny shit all the time. Don't hop in front of the train, I'll roll you over, you know. Okay, big guy, you know, it's just an analogy, and so take it for what it is. But anyway, this is what I was saying in that voice memo that I was saying to someone. So I'm pre-stressing myself out because of all the things that I need to do to get to where I'm trying to go. So for example, I'm trying to design content and get some core elements of who I am as a man and who I want to, I guess, portray myself as, which is not different than who I actually am. But for example, I need to work on building my social media back up. I just shared something in my story the other day. I used to have, it was like 31,800 followers on Instagram. It was when I was competing for my first show, and it was cool. I got really psyched up about it, and I felt like I had to act a certain way because I had that many followers, and then that led to different, whatever, as a whole. Anyway, I deleted those accounts and since rebranded, or since remade an Instagram account 3 or 4 more times. I think this is my 7th Instagram account. No shit. I just keep deleting them. And so now I have 95 followers as of Tuesday or Thursday, April 18th, 7:35 p.m. And so, Jesus, I haven't said shit this whole show. So anyway, I want to build my Instagram account because I'm just focusing on one product with one platform, with one message for one person. That's the goal. So that's what I'm going to do. So it's going to be this product, and it's going to be Take everything I just said, put it over here. I'm gonna say something else. So I want to grow my social media, and in order to do that, I'm going to need to spend a certain amount of time per week making at least 7 pieces of content, which is, maybe it's a carousel post, maybe it's a professional shot, maybe it's a graphic, maybe it is just words, maybe it's just a logo. Then I need to have the caption. I need to figure out the proper hashtags, figure out the proper keywords, buzzwords, whatever, for SEO optimization, which is just so people can see and find the post more easily and I can stick out in the crowd. Then I have to do that 7 more times with the product account, which is, if I'm selling a pre-workout supplement, then it's going to have to be that. I'm going to have to do that 7 times. That, I think, would be easier because I'm hidden behind a brand and you can portray whatever through a brand much easier, in my opinion. This is based on my ignorance. I don't know. So I have to do 14 pieces of content per week, which doesn't sound like a lot, but I'm going for quality here. I'm not just trying to take a photo of a blurry vitamin bottle and be like, yo, what's up? This is my product. Buy it, please. 2% off, please. Thanks. Bye, please. You know, I'm not going to do that. So I want it to be nice. I want it to look good, professional. I want the branding to represent who I am as the, you know, fucking founder, CEO. Fuck the titles. Don't care. I'm the builder. Call me the builder. Bob the builder. Bob the builder. Bob the brand. I really don't give a fuck. Don't call me CEO. Don't call me founder. Don't call me entrepreneur, dude. Just call me Bob. That the builder. Call me the builder, dude. It's fucking sick. Actually, I really don't care that much, but I think people care too much about titles. CEO of blah, blah, blah. It's like, bro, okay. Anyway. So I got to make time for that. Got to do the social media. That's at least one day of the week because I only have 3 to 4 hours per day to work on stuff. So that's at least one day per week. So now I only have 6 more days. Okay, well, I have to take one of those days and prep my food for the entire week because I'm going to do a breakfast prep, a lunch prep, and a dinner prep because I'm not going to cook dinner myself every night. I need to have everything prepped. So that means if I eat 7 days a week, which I will, and I do breakfast, lunch, dinner, and then I have snacks in between that I can just hurry and make, like a sandwich or something like that, I have to make 21 meals. So 21 meals, if you want to say that's all meat and I do half a pound, it's 10 pounds of meat. So I got to figure out how I'm going to cook 10 pounds of meat. Or shit, if I even went, you know, 75%. So I got to figure out how to cook 15 pounds of meat in my little oven, in my little air fryer, whatever, and then match that with a carb, match that with veggies. Maybe it's different because breakfast is slightly different. So I got to, you know, and I'm not bitching. It just takes time, right? So I could probably do all 21 meals or whatever I do in, I don't know, 3-4 hours, depending on what I could. I don't know. We'll just say 4 hours. So that's another day per week. So I only have 5 days left per week. And part of it is kind of for business. So that's good. The other thing is I'm going to reach a point where I have to start packing orders and shipping them out. And I'm not going to, I refuse to say, oh, okay, well, I'll order ship Friday. What if you fucking order on Saturday, dude? You got to wait a whole, no. Shit's going out ASAP, dude. Are you kidding me? That's so frustrating, dude. I make decisions based on how quickly I can get the product. And if I know that's not going to ship for a week, I'm not buying it. And that's me. So maybe that's a downfall of me. Don't know. But sure as fuck ain't going to be a downfall for anybody else because if somebody's ordering something, they're getting it shipped out as soon as possible. The shipping speed is out of my control. You know, I'm not Amazon Prime, but anyway, so there's that. And so I'd have to filter in those, sprinkle out throughout the week. And maybe at the start, it's only one order a week. I don't know. Maybe it's one per month and I'm super slow because I'm learning and that's fine. So that's okay. But I will reach a point where maybe it's like one a day or two a day. So that adds time, you know? So I got to put that in there. So anyway, we have 5 days left per week. I'm going to have to find time in those days as well to reach out to people, cold outreach or warm outreach, find people who are interested in the same things that I'm selling, send them a DM, not be all salesy. I mean, if I am, who gives a fuck? We're learning. Say, hey, I'm a solo entrepreneur. This is what I'm making. It'd be cool if you could support it. If not, just wanted to say what's up. I like your post about your dog. It's sick. And then do that 100 times. Because if I do that 100 times a day, and I do that for 100 days, that's 10,000 people. And if I get just 100 of those people to buy one product, that's... So if I do that twice, so if I do... And we'll just round up. So if I do 20,000 DMs in 200 days, which is 100 a day, which is a shit ton, actually, but, you know, we'll see what happens. So if I did that, we'll just say, then, and I sold, we'll just say 300 products, then that's already more than my first order will be. So to think that it's only 200 days to sell my first order of product, to then get all my money back and then some, to then reinvest it to get more product, or to start using some of that money for ads to alleviate some of the DMs I'm doing that takes up more of my time. That's what I'm going to, I'm just going to have to do this. You know, that's just, there's, I'm just going to have to, nobody else is going to. So I have to. So anyway, that's what's on my head. So sprinkle that in there, and maybe one day I actually do like 300 DMs and that's all I do all day. So we'll just say that's a day, for ease of explanation. So I got 4 days left. Well, I still have to find time to kind of work on myself, read, do some shit like that. I need to, you know, find time to, I guess, come up with ads or come up with marketing ideas or come up with or design shit, design content, whatever. Design, you know, whatever. I don't know. So we'll just say all that combined with social media. So we'll say that that's all one thing. So I still have 4 days. One of those days is going to be for the podcast. And when I say day, I mean like the 3 to 4 hours that I have to work on stuff, because my schedule is fucked. I don't have time for shit. And so that's a whole day for podcasting, because what you're hearing now, this is going to be, you're, as soon as the main show comes out, you're going to be hearing a lot less of the nice ones on here. They're going to be hearing a lot more on the phone, probably not even an intro, outro. I don't know. I'll have to figure that out. And it might come out a week before, because it's going to be much easier to batch export them. So if I do all 7 in one sitting, type it all out, one sitting, upload one sitting, schedule it in one sitting, it's going to save a lot more time than me doing it individually every single day. So there's that. That's not, podcast isn't even part of it. So add that into the normal days as well. Still have 4 days left, right? So one of those has to be the other podcast. And that one's going to be the main one that is, you know, focused on professionalism and blah, blah, blah. It's going to be video as well, so that I can have the content for social media, as well as getting on YouTube, because I want to learn YouTube. Literally no other reason than I want to put myself out there, get uncomfortable, have people see me, judge me, whatever, say mean shit, just so I can get some thicker skin. And also YouTube kind of generates some money. So if I can use that money, maybe the first year I generate $200, so I can use that $200 to invest in, I don't know, fucking stickers for the orders and their surprise. I don't know. Just increase the whatever. Or maybe the next 2 years I generate up to 2,000. So that 2,000 can be put directly into buying more product. And let's say in 4 years, maybe I'm getting 20,000 a year. 20,000 a year is a whole order for a whole tiny order for, I don't know, pre-workout or something like that. That's the goal. So everything that I'm making is going straight back into this. Fuck. So with all that being said, it's going to be video, it's going to be audio. I got to make sure the lighting, the color, I just want to make sure it looks good. As good as I can make it right now without breaking the bank and without doing any stupid extra shit. So that's a full day. Full day, again, meaning 3 to 4 hours. So maybe it's not. Maybe the show is only 30 minutes that day and it just so happens that I have a preset and it's good and I just have to, maybe, who knows? Maybe I'm over exaggerating. I don't know, but we'll just say that's another day. So now, what do we have, 3 days left or 2 days left? I don't know. I should make time to go see friends and family. I should have a day where I go out to dinner with my mom or something like that. But I think I'm okay with sacrificing a lot of that shit at the moment so that I can get to a place where I can literally buy every single person in my family a car. And it's, again, it's not about the money. I don't give a fuck. But if I can get to a point where I can give everybody a car, or I can pay off everybody's house, or I can get everybody out of debt, dude, I would do that in a heartbeat. I wouldn't even say who did. I don't give, it's not about that, dude. It's just like, I want to work my ass off for those I love and care about. And they're not even going to take it that way. They're just going to see me being selfish and me doing things and I'm not part of the family and I'm not whatever. I'm just selfish, or I'm my shit's more important, or I'm too bad. I'm too good for, I don't give a fuck, dude. When their house is paid off later, they'll regret it. But anyway, love you all, family. None of you listen though, because I say fuck, but love you. True story. None of my family listens except a select few because I swear. No shit. So that's support I get right there. Not even talking shit. That's truth. Any family that's listening that doesn't like that I say fuck, tell me I'm wrong. Anyway. So we'll just say that I throw a day in there because I should. I'll just say I should, but I probably won't. But let's say I do. So I have 2 days left. So what the fuck do I do with 2 days? 2 days in... This isn't, I still gotta live normal life. I still have to go to the dentist. I still have to go to the doctor. I never go to the doctor. Fuck the doctor. I still have to, run errands. I still have to go and pick up so-and-so. I still have to go get a haircut. So, you know, there's stuff like that. And so maybe that'll be sprinkled in. I don't know. And so we'll just say I have 1 day left. So I got 1 day left. And I actually haven't thought this through. I don't know. 1 day left, I'll figure it out. Maybe that's an extra day. Maybe I can throw some shit in there that I need to catch up on. I don't know. But every single day I work, you know, so it's not like... Well, so I work every single day except every other Sunday. And every other Sunday I don't work at all, which means I have a full 16 hours to work. So I wake up, 16 hours, I go to bed. So that day I can do a lot of different things. And so maybe what I'll have to do is make that the creative day where I do the podcast, the content, the yada yada. Who knows, man? So all that to say, I'm stressing myself out for no reason because I'm not even there yet. I don't even have that problem yet, but I'm thinking about it in the future and I'm just like, holy fuck, dude. And then here's the other thing. I like to think of myself as somebody at my main job that is an overachiever, kind of. Take a lot of pride in the fact that I do extra. I mean, I wrote a whole goddamn fucking book for the shop to use so that everybody can have a step-by-step guide how to do every single thing, what pages are what and what things are on what pages, which reference, which blueprints, which footnote, every single thing that they can need is in a book. And I spent weeks reading every single book twice anyway, that's one thing. And now I'm working on cleaning every single tool that we have. And previously it was trying to figure out how to simplify processes, and I get laughed at all the time because I'm like, okay, well, we do it this way. Why don't we do it this way? And people are like, oh, you fucking dork. It's not. Let's do it this way. It's no. And I'm just trying to make it better. I'm just trying to go above and beyond and just make, you know, that's what I like doing. I like to think of new ways to do shit. It's fun. So there's a lot of energy that goes into that. And so I thought, damn, dude, what if I just took an ego hit, set my pride aside, kind of just took it easy at work, because I work for the government. And everybody's lazy as fuck up where I work. Everybody's on their phones 24/7. Everybody kind of sits on their ass. Nobody seeks to do extra work. Nobody seeks. It's just, I don't like being around that shit. So it's very hard mentally for me to, and that's not me saying I'm better than everybody else, but dude, I don't like being around that. I like being around people who throw in ideas and we're collaborating on getting to a conclusion Cool. I like collaborating with people and trying to figure out a solution. Solution to a problem, or trying to brainstorm ideas, or throwing things back and forth. Talking about fucking philosophy, dude. Love that shit. But it is what it is. You know, it's just, that's what I like. It's hard to find that. I'm not saying I'm better than anybody. It's hard to find certain things that you like, you know? And so it's harder for me to just sit there and subscribe to just sitting on my phone and scrolling. You know, I don't want to do that. So I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to have to take a fat kick to my pride and to my ego, not do all that shit, and then use all the downtime to work on this shit, because that would free up a lot more stress or a lot more time and energy when I get home to where I can do the stuff. So today, I even tested that out. I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to message 10 people, and I'm just going to say I like their 75 hard posts. So I went to the 75 hard hashtag, found some posts that I liked, and I just messaged them and I said, hey, like, congrats on this. This is so sick. 75 hard is phenomenal. Good for you. And just to see. And out of the 10 people I messaged, 7 people replied, or I think it was like 4 people replied, 7 people liked the message, and then I don't know about the other 3, but, and it took me about, you know, 12 minutes to do. So they were genuine messages. They were posts that I read all the way through so that I could read, you know, so I knew what to say to the person. I didn't want to click a post and then be like, oh, I like your dog. And the person's like, this is a photo of my shoes. What do you mean? You know, I'm not going to, so ingenuine. So I tested it out. It was 10 people in about 12, 15 minutes. And it's like, damn, dude. So if I just took the fucking 3 hours of downtime I have every day and did that, you know, I could definitely message 100 people at work. I could. It'd be very frustrating to do so because I'm, you know, because when I have downtime at work, it's not me just being secluded and nobody talks to me. It's like I'm around people. So I'm on my phone and I'm just trying to concentrate on the message and trying to find photos or accounts to message. That's just extra stress. So if I did 30 people, I don't know, keep it generous here. Let's say I did 20 people an hour and I did 2 hours. So that's 40 people at work. So if I got home and did 60, that would maybe take another hour. So I don't know. Point of what I'm saying is, should I just take the ego hit at work, lower my pride, stop giving a fuck about trying to be Mr. Does It All and extra and doing all this extra stuff, and just do my job to the best that I can, and then no more use that downtime to work on this? And the more I think about it, the more I'm like, damn, I'm going to have to, because I got so much to do here, and nothing's even happening. You know, I've got so much to do and nothing's happening. And so I'm stressing myself out for no reason, but I'm just thinking of avenues out of where I'm at, because quitting a job now isn't an option. And I don't think about that I'm not worried about that. The way that I see it is, me working FedEx and then cleaning trucks every other Sunday is just giving me such an opportunity to get ahead, because nobody's willing to do that shit. Nobody. And so the fact that I can work 3 jobs, get that extra income, put it towards business, and get to those goals quicker, that's a no-brainer for me. And I'm not saying it doesn't suck, but I don't think about it that way. I think of it as an opportunity. I don't think of it as a sacrifice. I think of it as an investment in my future, not a sacrifice in my current life. Not to mention, while I'm doing a lot of those things, I can still listen to podcasts. I can still listen to, you know, audiobooks. I can make phone calls. I can still do all that stuff. A lot of jobs don't allow you to do that, so I have a luxury there. And so even when I'm working, I can still pump information into my head. I can still learn things, and that's very valuable. So, yeah, so it's like, damn, I'm just going to have to start doing that, like dedicating more time at my actual jobs to working on this shit, because with everything that I've got going on, that I don't even have going on yet, this is all pre-stress, I'm not even doing shit yet, it's just, yeah, anyway, so that's, I think that's it. What else do I want to talk about? Yeah, I guess this is just, I wanted to get all this on documentation here, so that somebody listening in 10 years knows that when they are thinking this exact same way, they're not alone. Because this is exactly how I was thinking. Got all these things to do. I have 3 minutes per day to get it all done. So it's impossible. So how do I do this? And it's like, well, you're going to find a way, aren't you? You know? And that's one more thing, dude. I think into the future when I can just turn my head, look at nothing, and be like, I fucking did it, dude. I think about that. And I think about, like, if I'm featured on a podcast and someone's like, wow, you did this, it's so great, how'd you do it? It's like, dude, well, the last 10 years of my life, I didn't do anything. I saw my mom 3 times in the last 10 years. She lives down the road from me. And I'm not forecasting that. I don't want that to be truth. But I'm just saying, like, the last 10 years, I didn't go to a party. I didn't drink alcohol. I didn't blah, blah, blah. I didn't go out. I didn't see a movie. I didn't whatever. I just went to work, and then I came home and worked on my dreams. And now that I'm 30 fucking six, I'm good to do whatever I want now. 36 is so young. Even add 20 years to that. 56, you still have your whole life ahead of you, pretty much, you know? 50 years ahead of you. I hate when people are like, oh, you're only going to live to 76. That's the average American, bro. Average American is fat as fuck, unhealthy, on so many meds. They're in debt, got no money. I'm not average, bro. Half the people listening to the show aren't average either. But I hate people say that. Oh, average American only lives to about 70-something years old. It's like, bro, yeah, are you average? No, then don't worry about that. Also, like, never mind, it's getting way too political. But anyway, I mean, also, just eat well, drink your water, exercise. You can do everything to the best of your ability. You can get hit by a bus tomorrow. So, like, it doesn't fucking matter anyway. But planning your life as if you're going to die in an hour, I just don't think that's a good way to live. Contrary to popular belief. Live every day like it's your last. Well, if today was my last day, bro, I'd go jump out of a plane without a parachute. And I'd probably go and slap a lot of people. I'm not going to do that. Crazy. So anyway, so I think it'll be cool to get to a certain point, and then someone's like, how did you do it? And I'd be like, dude, I did what everyone else was unwilling to do, and now I'm living a life that literally nobody else can live. Well, anybody can live it, but they got to sacrifice a shit ton, invest a lot of time into it. Anyway, I'm going on way too long. It's 25 minutes. Every episode was supposed to be 3 minutes, but yeah, anyway, that's the show. That's what's on my mind. So hopefully somebody can listen to this and feel not so alone. That's the whole point of the show, is to serve as inspiration and the day-to-day documentation of a man who desires more, and that's me, and hopefully a lot of whoever's listening as well. So you're not alone, whoever you are, you're not alone. If you're listening to this in 2028, I don't know, 2029, 2038, I don't, who knows, bro? You're just not alone. I'm right here with you. I did it. And yeah. Thank you guys for listening. This is a longer one. Thank you. Real sincere thanks here. This episode is 25 minutes long. The fact that you listened for 25 minutes, you took 25 minutes out of your day to listen to me say a whole bunch of shit, that's really cool. And I don't take that for granted. That's very cool. It's very cool. So thank you so much for that. That means a lot to me to think about somebody else investing their time listening to me talk. So with that being said, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And that's the show. Talk to you later. Hey, thanks for listening. And a quick reminder here. So this podcast doesn't prioritize professionalism or quality at all. It's just meant to be a shoot from the hip type podcast with the intent just to get a quick message out. So some episodes might be inaudible in 30 seconds and others might be 45 minutes and super crisp sounding. So all these are being made so that by episode 7,305, which is 20 years, we can come back and see the entire playbook of how I made it to wherever I'm going. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.